go through some basic points about this. The Surah of Purim is a law of Surah of Purim. The Surah has to be fulfilled by day, as opposed to the night before, Matzah Shabbos. This year, Matzah Shabbos, you do not fulfill the mitzvah of Surah of Purim. It has to be done by day. Also, the Rebbe of the Surah should be done by day, as opposed to Matzah Purim also. So a person should eat the Ikra of the Surah, should be done before Shkia. Person will see that what the fulfillment of the Suda is, the Ikir of that should be done before. There is an union of being Marba in Simcha the night of Purim also. So this year, Motzei Shabbos, the union of being Marba, he's sitting down eating something nice, etc. Some people point out, even though it's Shabbos beforehand, there is an union of Yimamait and Yerachila by Shal Shudas in order to make sure that you're able to eat something on Motzei Purim and for the being Marba and the Simcha Motzei Purim. What are the requirements of this Suda? So the Rambam says that the requirements of the Suda is Basar and Yayin. He does not mention Pas. There's a Machlokes, there's a Malacha, whether there's a Chiyuv to wash for the Suda. Mishnah Berurah comes out that you have to wash for the Suda, for the Suda's Purim. Mishnah Berurah does point out, if you would have to wash, and a person forgot Al Nisin in Benching, you'd have to repeat Benching. Because now it's a Chiyuv. Since it's a machloikis, you do not repeat. If a person forgot alanitzim in benching, he does not repeat benching. But since it's a machloikis, it could be you were not yotza. He says you should be very careful to remember to say alanitzim and not to forget it, because you have a potential now of not being yotza. So it's a sabah brachas lahalchis that you do not repeat it, but you should be very careful to remember to say alanitzim. With indicating the Shabura's opinion is that your person really should be washing for the suda. So the person should be washing for the suda, for the suda's purim. Halacha is brought down that a person before the suda, Ramah says the person should be oisik b'tara on purim also. He said the yehudim ha'isa ara is referring to tara. Simcha is referring to yamtzef, the suda, idea of suda. So before a person eats the suda, a person should be oisik b'tara. I want to mention one point about that at the end, about the idea of learning Torah. Now, there is brought down a halacha of Adal Yoda. You will get the shmuzin from the Rebbeim about what's the proper way to do Adal Yoda. Ramah says the Iker person wants to fulfill the Iker din of Adal Yoda, a person can fulfill with drinking Revius, Yosem Limudai, and going to sleep. Falling asleep from that, you know. This mitzvah, some people are Moshe Nefesh. I know there's going to be Moshe Nefesh for many mitzvahs in the Torah. Some people hold that this mitzvah is like, you know, trumps all other mitzvahs. It's a very important mitzvah, Adal Yoda. You know, I know that some people hold like that. I'm not saying poiskim, I'm referring to young men. You know, it's a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. You know, the way it's brought down halach, the halach is to drink this. Whatever person is moistive. So Mishnah Berurah points out, if any way, shape, or form you're going to be mezal to any mitzvah because of it, whether it's a bracha that you're mechuyev to say you're not going to say properly, or you're going to be not careful in somebody else's feelings, that you're dealing with the rices of oinah, of hafterech, of etc., what did you accomplish? The mitzvah is, the simcha of mitzvah, the increase of avas Hashem. So if any way, shape, or form you're going to, it's not going to be simcha shal mitzvah, what you did was the opposite of mitzvah. So that it was just partying, that's not the goal. The goal of Purim is not a party day. But the goal of the Purim is not the party. The goal is to do find ways to be mishamech to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazal said that a person, if this will enhance him, so that then it's considered a mitzvah. This will anyway to track. It's not that you didn't do a mitzvah. You did something the opposite of a mitzvah. You used the day of Purim for your own. It's a me'il on the day of Purim. I do want to point out, as the last 2 years we're having a Seder Limun on Purim morning from 10 until 11. Is open for any member of the yeshiva, the community, etc. There is a stipend of $30 to learn. Any boy commits to learn and learns the hour straight without interruption. This being sponsored by as a sluice for a young woman to find her zivug, we have 50 slots which are open. There's a sign-up chart in the dining room from 10 to 11 here in the base medrash. And again, it's open to anybody, but your one tanai is that you're going to sit and learn, actually learn from 10 to 11 without interruption. And the schus of that will be the schus for this young lady. It's also being sponsored as an Eli Nishmas for our Aaron Jacobs wife's uncle, Mr. Harry Appesdorf, Herschel Avram ben David Alevi. who's just Nifter, and they're also sponsoring this as an Ilan Neshama for him. I do want to point out, when there's one point, I just want to point out, the people who've done this, it's been done in many yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, the people who do it, that they're sitting down on Purim and learning an hour without hafsik, making real Lima Natara, it made a difference in the rest of their Purim. And many people have made a difference in, you know, their attitude towards learning, attitude towards Purim, attitude towards the mitzvahs in general. It's a wonderful thing. It's an opportunity for you to chaperein, and there's an incentive that you're going to get some walk away with some money at the end. So I encourage everybody to take advantage of this opportunity. Have a good morning.